With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian vegan and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of various lectures that Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on the topic of environmentalism and her wise advice to ensure the survival of our world.
好凉快，你们带来福报，嗯，不错哈。上次这个好热是吗？现在好多。佛摩萨呢？
雨水。
啊？
没有下雨。
下雨。
上一次下太多，这次不下。这典型嘛，我能做什么？最近天气变很多。今年夏天会很热哦，所以大家要节省一点水，晒叶太多了，把它熬过就好了哈，它不会永久这样哈。我大家还不急嘛，他们还你啊，还有水喝，算什么？目前大家还 OK 嘛哈，所以信不起，他们信不诚恳啊，不倒啊。啊，你们住台湾不怕嘛？到处都有水，挖井啊，啊，能够的话住在一起挖井放着哈，哎，不是重心啊，挖井放着哈，没有多少钱，很快就挖好，嗯。挖几个放着好看，嗯，万一隔壁需要什么以后就可以给大家啊，而且我们也可以用，嗯，井的水也是蛮好喝，干净。啊，不然的话，你们住在海边那些人，或是就靠什么水啊，河水啊，或是湖水啊，那些比较不是说很清淡的水啊，就可以买那些机器啊，那些过滤的机啊，然后就可以够用啊。有海水就好了，有湖水也好了，有河水也好，可以把它净化，马上可以喝，跟矿泉水一样，有一种奇迹量，很便宜，万一需要的时候马上可以用，嗯，就等人家一起去买的时候就没了。这个时候科技很发达，我们连咸水、海水也可以用，嗯，不管怎么坏的水也可以变成好水。 我们太靠客气也不好，嘿。不过万一的话，就是可以这样子处理哈。嗯。啊，要多修行哦。比方说太没有下雨，就天气会变更热嘛，没水啊，通通都干燥啊，然后不够什么树木啊，不够凉啊，我就会热，热的话那些水散了、啊，而且那个北极南极啊就会融出来啊，然后我们一通通都有太多水的话就不行了，所以是要担心。如果继续下去就比较怕一点哈。我们修行就有一命嘛，也不算了啊，生死有命嘛，我们中国人讲生死有命哈。有一些修行的人他根本不吃不喝哎、欸，啊，说先心准备好哎、欸，要修得好，万一要不吃不喝也可以呢。不会的，还会好，就是看起来比较可怕一点哈。有时候水太多哈，像那个水灾哈，然后就没有了。哎呀，世界就这样嘛，啊！如果太好的话，又没人要修行，要回家了啊！嗯，世界就这样子，很无常啊，很不可靠的。很多星球以前比我们美丽多了，现在变空空荒荒了。而且毒气满满的，还不能伤哎，不是说没书没有水，而且有毒气，嗯，因为太多毒气啊，干枯啊，没下雨，所以树木也长不起来，而长不出来的话，又跟灰尘很多啊，那个热气啊、毒气啊、碳气都满满的，所以人住不下，啊，整个星球都这样灭的。然后他们都移民到别的星球嘛，以前都这样啊。我们现在科技很发达了，慢慢的会越来越发明更多的一种很奥妙的机器，像幼福那些啊，要上啊太空船那些啊，真正的船呢、啊，以后可以带很多人那种。然后万一有什么事，我们的移民嘛。真的没什么，真的没什么，死是没什么。像你们打坐，有时候身体流啊，自己跑上去啊，真的没什么，好像我们没有死的样子，啊，还是一样存在，所以没什么东西，跟换一个衣服一样哎。我今天换好几次衣服的，啊，就跟我们死好几次来几次就很方便，没什么关系，所以不管他了哈，不管他。所以就要继续修行啊！啊，意思说工作该做多少就做多少嘛，啊，能眠我们就眠了，让我们做打坐修行啊，这样子才能够带来福报给地球给自己，然后后代才有好，我们走了也有那个方法呢。
Master, we want to thank you for this opportunity to speak about the climate change, the problems and issues. So we have questions for you today.
Okay.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
I have a few questions to ask you.
Ça va,
merci. You said during the gathering during Christmas that many people were aware of the issue of climate change.
Yes.
But the problem was that they were not aware of the urgency of it. And
yes.
Actually, it's not a 20 years or 50 years term, but it's,
yes.
it's rather a 4 or 5 years term. So,
yes.
So I would like to know what would be your advice to all of us to make people more aware of the urgency of taking action?
Yeah, you go all over town and announce it.
Yeah, I was thinking about the media are the most powerful tool to change people's minds. And I was thinking there is a internet website named YouTube. There are millions of viewers every day there. And I was thinking the NASA ad that is aired every day on Supreme Master Television, is there maybe journalists from other channels like BBC, CNN, they also watch YouTube and they also would see this video and maybe they would have idea about making
good
record.
Idea.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Also, could we also ask all the association members, each one of them, of us, to send letters each to, for example, the biggest channel in the world. And if they receive like 10,000 letters of, about the gases coming up if the ocean get warm, maybe they would start doing research and making report about that.
Yeah, we can send them, yes, sure. We can do that. That's good also, good idea.
And the last thing maybe we could do is, as the power of the thoughts, like if all the association members in the world could meditate 2 hours a week just centered on this idea, could that help to make it faster, to speed up the change?
Yeah, very good. But we have to meditate on something like that, that the people on the planet have to become vegetarian. Not just the technologies, because the karma is more important than just the technology. So we have to meditate on vegetarianism for all the people to have peace and to be vegetarian. And the technology added to it as well. That's very good. So you guys have been concerned, huh?
Yes. Could we do also maybe a flyer about the NASA ad?
We can put it together with the alternative living flyer, you know. Yeah, we could do that also, and because the ordinary people, maybe they're not aware of it as well, you know. Mm. I'll just go with my name. Yeah, we can do that also, eh?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Master, I want to ask you, since stock breeding is the major cause of greenhouse gas, it looks like vegetarianism would be a solution, but do you think it would be enough?
No, I have to say just vegetarian. Technology has to change. We have veggies, we have
sustainable energy.
See, we have hybrid cars, we have planting trees, we have prayer, remember? The urgent message, yeah? Yeah, we have to give a solution to the problem.
Yes, I want to ask you, since you can communicate with animals, Do they have a message for us about the climate change issue?
Yeah, they do. They are worried, no? But what can they do? They say what we're saying right now. They say we have to go vegetarian and change technology, consider the earth and all the stuff that we're doing on TV. They know we're doing all that. They know we're saying all that. And that's also what they want to say.
Thank you, Master.
Hey, Master.
Hi.
Do you think that spiritual practice could help heal the world, and how?
Oh, of course, we already have a lot, invisibly. You see, a lot of more peace news now, and a lot more caring for animals now, and even climate change is speeding it up. It's just not as much as we want. Because not the whole world is practicing, just a group of us and some other group, and you understand?
Yes, Master.
It has been a lot, because I tell you a secret. If there hasn't been a lot of practitioners, then the world would have been kaput longer already. Don't you see the help?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just not the way we want, because this world is still under influence of Maya, somehow. That the people carry it within themselves. They don't want to wake up. They just worry too much every day about material existence and not the spiritual one.
Yes. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hi, Master. I was just wondering, are the effects of...
we've done to the planet reversible in regards to climate change? And if we were to survive through this period, how do we move forward so that we ensure that we don't face these dilemmas in the future?
Oh, well, to some extent, if the act passed, if the government and the people in the world act passed, maybe we can reverse somehow, yeah? But not, I think not so quickly, 100%, like the primordial state of the world before. But we can, like, protect ourselves. If we act fast, then the world will not get worse, what I mean. And then the earth will be more protected. And then if somehow we act very fast, then maybe the damage will be recovered. Yeah, but I don't know how fast people in the world can do. I don't want to tell you. Anyway, some are trying to do it. And I just don't know how fast it can go, honey. Okay?
Thank you, Master.
We are just doing our best. Yeah, we're really doing our best. Okay, you're welcome. Let's hope they will do it faster, For the children's sake, huh? All of us, we are already middle-aged and old. We don't care. Alright. We can also do something.
Hi, Master. In order to minimize greenhouse effect, basically, we must reduce generating carbon dioxide.
Right.
Besides that, is there any other active way to make global warming slow down?
We already have the train, planting trees,
Like, all government makes some equipment to reflect excessive heat and solar energy.
If they do that, but they are not having such a large impact, you understand me?
Yes.
Not as large impact like the ice, yeah? The ice cooled out, the sun heat also immediately, yeah? Reflect whatever left back to the space in such a large scale that I don't know if the government has enough time to build whatever equipment they might develop, if they have enough time to build such a large quantity like that and so effective like that.
So it's not the main one.
Yeah. You see, just like the Amazon rainforest, yeah, because it has been there for, well, a long time, thousands of millions of years, and it's the lung of the world. And even if you plant a new tree, it's not the same. Yeah? Even that. But it helps somehow, yeah? Understand?
Yes.
The bigger the tree, the older the tree, the more effective.
Yes.
But produce oxygen and neutralize the carbon dioxide. So I don't know if the government are in train to send any to build something to reflect the heat back to the space in such a way, in such a large area and in such a big, huge, effective way, like the way the natural has made, like the ice did. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
My question is, I hope world people can be aware of climate change, but it seems not enough to get the people's attention yet. So how can we bring it in way but not scare them in order to have the people's making better situation about this?
Yeah. We should just spread it out the news, leaflets and all that, okay?
Thank you, Master.
The question is concerning the vegetarian diet way, and it is, what would be the minimum amount of people shifting to vegetarian diet necessary to save the planet?
Oh, let me see, 2 seconds. At least half of the population of the planet.
Wow, thank you, Master.
Yeah, how would you guys think about this? I'm amazed. Yeah. Half of the population, yeah, to reverse the effect. I don't want to put you on such a high hope, yeah, but we do our best and it's getting better, but it's not fast enough for my liking. And the thing is, if we have the planet, we have the planet. If we don't, we don't. I wish really that we have the planet. We continue to live and the children grow up in a better environment. But you see, it's not all up to us, our group, eh? It's not even up to heaven, yeah? It's up to the humanity to decide what they want and which direction they turn. It's just up to them to change, yeah? And all the power of the people, the leader, they should do something faster than this. So we just pray for the best and you know, right? Yeah, okay, good. That's that, okay? If half of the population of the planet has become vegetarian, oh, that would be already fantastic.
Thank you for joining for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Stay tuned for Good People, Good Works right after Noteworthy News. Through God's grace, may we greet a bright and green future together.